Felipe Massetti Leite rides a horse.
Felipe means the friend or lover of horses. My dad put me on top of a quarter horse before I could walk.
The 32-year-old Leite spent his early years in Brazil learning to ride and rope with his father, a love that continued after the family moved to Canada when he was 8. He says he also inherited an appetite for adventure, and in 2012 set about realizing the dream of an epic ride.
Spent 803 days in the saddle en route to my home in Brazil, 16,000 kilometers through 10 nations, the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. Saw two people shot dead in Central America, witnessed a man trying to kill his wife with 5 gunshots in Tegucigalpa, one horse hit by a truck, another horse fell in a huge ditch, another one fell in the cattle guard. I almost died, my horses almost died, but luckily, somehow, some way, we made it.
Leite says he thought he was done until he gave a talk at a children's hospital.
I left there thinking, what can I do to help? What can I do to help? Opened Google Maps, saw that I had 7,500 kilometers to go to Ushuaia, Argentina. Contacted the production company that funded my first journey, and they were like, all right, yeah, we'll sponsor you. So I said, that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to raise funds for this hospital and talk to people along the way about the importance of an early diagnosis for childhood cancer.
Leite says he raised $50,000 on the challenging 15-month ride.
A lot of suffering again, winds of 120 kilometers an hour, minus 16, a lot of snow, a lot of solitude. I'd ride like 10, 15 days with no shower, no nothing, get to a town of 10 people.
Leite made it, and despite the difficulty, says he knew he wasn't done and decided to complete his piecemeal Pan-America journey.
So now I'm going to ride 3,500 kilometers from Fairbanks to the Calgary Stampede, where this journey began nearly a decade ago.
Leite says he isn't starting the trip at the North Slope location most Pan-America travelers do, for an obvious reason.
Because I don't like the name. Dead horse.
Leite says he continues to raise money for the children's hospital, but he also hopes the ride highlights our relationship with horses.
I'm a better human being today thanks to these horses, right? Like, you know, I've learned so much from them. Responsibility, patience, like, you know, love, empathy, whatever. Like, the list goes on. But in the modern age, people don't understand what it's like to work with horses.
Leite is taking 2 wild Mustangs on the trip to Calgary. Animals, he says, are suited to the slow grind of 30 kilometers a day, on and off road through all kinds of weather. Leite will be a little more comfortable on this trip. He's being accompanied by his girlfriend, who's driving an RV to support the expedition they call Journey America. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.